Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Manners were a big deal when I was knee-high to an eighth grader. Mom and Dad drummed them into us. Please, thank you, you're welcome. I phoned my friend Steve Poor one day. It took a while to dial on a rotary phone, but finally his mom answered, "May I speak to Steve?" I said. "When you learn to say please," she said, and hung up. I called back, "May I speak to Steve, please?" She said, "That's better, Philip." And it was. And I'm pretty sure I said, "Thank you." Well, researchers at UCLA studied more than 1,000 participants, videoing them with their families and coworkers. When making requests, only 7% said please in situations where they should. Of course, half the time the word was used to pressure the other party to comply, as in, "Please, Mama, I want that chocolate bar." I don't think it's a coincidence that in a fractured world, words like please and thank you are going the way of the dodo bird. Politeness seems to be an endangered species. But the power of please and thank you can be miraculous. One Saturday night, a little girl was screaming. She hated having a bath. Her parents heard pounding on the door. The father went downstairs to find that a couple in their 60s had already let themselves in. The door was unlocked. "What's going on?" they said. "Should we call the police?" The father's heart was pounding. How dare they meddle in his affairs? "What is it that you want?" "We need to know what's happening," said the woman. "It sounds terrible." "Are you implying that we abuse our kids?" "Well, we don't know." As the father walked toward them, they stepped back. "How dare you come in here making assumptions about our parenting?" "We're calling the police," they said, as they left the house. The father's heart sank. He knew he could have responded better. Running upstairs, he grabbed his baby daughter, wrapped her in a towel, and told his wife, "I'll explain soon." There were three reasons he took the child along. First, she was adorable. Second, he thought she would diffuse the tension. And third, he wanted them to know she was fine. He knocked on the neighbor's door. The man opened it, looking uncertain. The father put his hand on his heart and said, "I'm deeply sorry. Can we talk, please? Do you mind if I come in?" "All right," the man said. The four of them sat at the table, the baby girl on her father's lap. The wife had been crying. "There was abuse in my family," she said. "I can't stand the sound of kids crying." "I am so sorry," he said. "Thanks for making sure she was okay. We're not perfect parents, but we're trying." He smiled and hugged his daughter. "She's hard-headed," he said. "She hates taking baths." They laughed together, the daughter too. Then she looked up, smiled, and planted a kiss on her daddy's chin. "Can your family come over for dinner?" asked the wife. "How about tomorrow?" The power of please and thank you is miraculous. Rightfully used, please nurtures honor and respect. Thank you comes from a place of humility, of valuing others, putting them above yourself. There is not a whiff of entitlement in these words. Ephesians 4:29 in the Amplified Bible says this, "Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesomeness or worthless talk come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace to those who hear it." Now, please, go make someone's day. And thank you, too.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.